Welcome back to the second hour of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and today I'm featuring the new Bill Evans release, Some Other Time, recorded in 1968 with Eddie Gomez and Jack DeJohnette. And I'm going to continue reading from the liner notes from the CD. This is an interview with Jack DeJohnette. Do you have any favorite tracks on the album? You're going to hear from me. That's a nice one there. Bill's sort of digging in. His touch is digging into the instrument a lot more. I think some of that had to do with the instrument, the piano. I forget if it was a Steinway or not, but I think he was trying to make friends with that instrument. So you can hear he's kind of pushing a little bit, not quite getting what he wants to hear from the instrument. But as a result, it's a different kind of touch with Bill's playing there. It's a little stronger than normal than you would usually hear him play. And so we're going to play that. You're going to hear from me. It's an Andre and Dori Previn tune. And then after that, we're going to hear a cut that's from recorded live at the Montreux Jazz Festival, which is the same group 5 days earlier. Thank you. Walking Up, Bill Evans' composition from Live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in June of 1968. And that's from the CD Bill Evans' Finest Hour, Verve 2001 release. And that featured the same trio as From Some Other Time, Bill Evans, Eddie Gomez, and Jack DeJohnette. And before that, we heard You're Gonna Hear Me, which is also from Some Other Time. And Jack DeJohnette said he likes that cut on the album. I have another reading for you. I'm going to do a little reading from Paul's autobiography that is about Bill Evans. Bill Evans had a wonderful sense of humor. Lots of people thought of him as this really quiet, serious person, which he was, but he also had a humorous side. Sometimes when we would be hanging out at his apartment, he would play things on the piano in a comical way. He would change keys in the middle of a famous classical piece of music, something like what Victor Borge would do, or Bernard Pfeiffer, or Oscar Levant. It was very funny. And there are two versions of Baubles, Bangles, and Beads on Some Other Time. And I'm going to end one, this first one. Some of the cuts on this CD are a duos with Eddie Gomez, and some are trios with Jack DeJohnette. And there's also a couple of solo cuts of Bill. So I'm going to play the Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, the duo first. And then I'm going to follow it with the version that has the trio. Thank you. two versions of Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, a Forrest and Wright composition from some other time. That one was a trio, and the one before that was a duo with Jess Bill Evans and Eddie Gomez. I think I like the trio version a little better, a little fuller, I think. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. So coincidentally, just yesterday or the day before, I got the new Jack DeJohnette CD that's out today on ECM Records, and it's called In Movement, and it's with Ravi Coltrane and Matthew Garrison, and it's really great. I really enjoy listening to it, and they do a Miles Davis and Bill Evans tune called Blue and Green, and we're going to give a listen to that, and then I'm going to follow that with a cut from an album that Paul had, Miles Davis's Live Evil, and there's Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Dave Holland, Jack DeJohnette, Erto Moriah, Hermeto Pascal, Herbie Hancock, John McLaughlin, and Steve Grossman, along with Miles Davis on that. So here's Blue and Green from Jack DeJohnette's new album. Oops, actually, wait a minute. I didn't put it in yet. Oh, I know why, because I was going to read something, too. I've got another little reading from Paul's autobiography. So we all know that Bill Evans played with Miles Davis, so they stayed friendly and in touch with each other when Bill Evans was touring with Paul and Scott LaFaro. And this is a little reminiscence from a Canadian tour that Paul Modi and Scott LaFaro and Bill Evans were on. It was in the beginning of June when we played in Toronto for 1 week at the Town Tavern. The three of us were in Bill's hotel room, and Bill phoned Miles in New York, and we all talked to him. We talked about the music and how exciting it was. Bill asked Miles to record with us, and he agreed. It never happened. So that's a true story. went a little bit into the next cut there. That was from Miles Davis's album Live Evil. It was that tune was Salim, and in two songs before that we heard the medley Gemini Double Image, both Miles Davis compositions. It's a 1971 Columbia release. Recorded in 1970, Miles Davis on trumpet, Steve Grossman, John McLaughlin, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Dave Holland, Jack DeJohnette, Erto Moraya, and Hermeto Pascoal. And in between, we heard from Jack DeJohnette's new CD. The first tune we heard was Blue and Green, a Miles Davis and Bill Evans tune. And then we heard Lydia, a Jack DeJohnette composition. I recommend this new album highly. You should go get it. And I also want to mention that there's a new Carla Bley CD that also just came out from ECM on the same day. And I have that too. Maybe I'll have to play that in the future sometime. So meanwhile, back to Some Other Time, the album I'm featuring today. This is Turn Out the Stars, a Bill Evans composition. Thank you. And that was Turn Out the Stars, a Bill Evans composition from some other time. And the featured CD today, recorded in 1968 and just released on Resonance Records. Bill Evans on piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions about the show, you can check out my webpage, jazzcloset.blogspot.com. You can also get there by doing paulmodianarchive.com. And the next show is May 13th, and I'm excited to have Steve Grover, a local Maine musician and teacher, on the show. And we're going to be playing some of Steve's music, and he teaches at the University of Maine in Augusta, and he's a drummer and a composer. And Tony Malaby told me about him, so that should be fun. It's always fun to have a live guest. I don't do that very often. So I am going to play off the cuff Chick Corea, Paul Modian, Eddie Gomez improvised tune from Further Explorations, and I think there might be enough time to play another cut, What Kind of Fool Am I, from some other time. Thank you.